finish up one last topic point on regards to the issue of when to light. That issue, which is lighting Motzei Shabbos, this year that'll be relevant. The first night of Chanukah is Motzei Shabbos, and the last night of Chanukah is Motzei Shabbos. So we grapple with an issue. We know the halacha is you're supposed to preferably light during a period of time, which is within Menish Moshes or close to right after Tzitzit Chacham. We will be daving Maariv then. So a person obviously should try and get home as quickly as possible to light the Neiris within the preferred proper time. We pointed out that the halacha is if you don't light during that time, you would light later. And according to the Ramban, nowadays, the Ikra halacha is for the people inside. A person definitely could light later on. But there still is a preference to try and light as early as possible. And that would mean a person should set up their Neiris before Shabbos. So they come to Shabbos, their Neiris are ready to be lit. They don't have to wait any time when they want to come home and light. Now the next question which comes up is what is the order of preference in regards to saying Havdalah first or lighting Neiris Chanukah first? What is the order of preference? So the clear minhag in the Beis HaKnesses that is that we light Neiris Chanukah before we make Havdalah. The question which comes up, what is the minhag at home? And the Shulchan Aruch brings and the Ramah brings that the minhag is that first you light Neiris Chanukah and then you make Havdalah. First you light Neiris Chanukah and then you make Havdalah. You make Havdalah second. The Taz, however, disagrees and says it's the opposite, that you say Havdalah first and then you light Neiris Chanukah. What is the minhag? The Mishabura comes out that there's no established minhag. Therefore, whatever you do, nor Pasha, he says, each place, whatever you do, you have what to rely on. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, mentions that the minhag is that at home the minhag is to say Havdalah first and then to light Halakas Neiris, to say Havdalah first and light Halakas Neiris, and that seems to be the accepted minhag. Okay, so that's regards to the last point I want to talk about in regards to the when of lighting Neiris Chanukah. Let's talk about the where. Let's at least start the halachas of talking about the where. So there are two issues which comes up when we discuss where do you light Neiris Chanukah. One issue is where in your home is the proper place to put your menorah. That's one question. Where is the proper place to place the menorah? And the second question is, what home is the proper place to light it? In the case a person is traveling, a person not at home, and they're sleeping in one place and eating another place, in those type of situations, or a person is traveling, he's leaving from yeshiva, going home, is the proper place to light before he leaves yeshiva, proper place to wait until he gets home. That's a separate issue of where to light. But first, let's talk about the halachas of within your home. You're definitely at home, and there's no question this is your home. And where's the proper place to place the menorah in the house that you're lighting? So I do want to point out, we'll see, we get to the next section of where is, we give preference to the makom achila. We give preference to the makom achila. That's not relevant to our question right now. We don't say you're supposed to light in your dining room, specifically over your living room or over your bedroom. That's not the issue. The issue is that is halacha to be kaveya. What building is considered your makom? So we say you have a case where you're eating in one place and sleeping in another place. A person's going for Shabbos, Shabbat brachas, and he's staying by somebody's house over here, and he's eating over there Friday night, and then this place Shabbos day, and this place Motzei Shabbos, what does he do? We say we look at Makom Achila over Makom Shina. But within your house, once you decided this is your home, this is your place, we then go to the next step, is where should you place your menorah in the home? So the Ikra Lakam is Manazet. The Gemara says you're supposed to light outside. Besach haSakana, when there was danger, they started lighting inside. Menicha, you put on your alshulchan v'daya. Now, with the definition of Sakana, the Ritva says does not necessarily only mean Sakana sefashis. It can mean that you will raise Ava amongst the goyim, etc. That is also considered that this halacha no longer requires you to light outside, and the minhag chutz la'aretz is to light inside. However, since it's not actually a real danger, there wasn't a gzeira against lighting it. If you can place it in a chalom, in a window which is facing toward the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it will be visible that the Rabim going by can't see it, and you'll be able to gain the advantage of Pursuming Nisa be above and beyond your family to the people outside, you would do that as well. So if you can place it in a chalom, which is facing toward, in a window, which is facing towards Rishus HaRabim, that would be the preferred place to place your menorah. We'll talk about some more halachas in regards to the limitations of that tomorrow. Have a good morning.